Welcome. In this course, we will focus on the overall demand and project management process. First, let's review the definitions that separate a demand from a project. A demand is a piece of work that requires IT time, money, or services. A project is the delivery of defined requirements that will change the current ways of working and require internal or external resources. A demand becomes a project once it is approved. Let's start with our methodologies. There are three to choose from. Infrastructure. This is designed for projects such as installation of equipment or network upgrades, consisting of just two stages, build and final prep and go live. It allows projects to be deployed quickly. Application. This is designed for delivery of application projects. It follows a waterfall approach. Agile. Our sprint methodology, available to everyone, but designed primarily for the Agile Solutions team. This option is best suited to projects with multiple go-lives or phases that may have activities running in parallel. Each methodology starts with a demand request, also known as an unapproved project. The demand is approved or rejected during the project prep stage. A project must not be started until it is approved. The process is underpinned by KPIs that contribute to the score of our IT project MBOs. Following this process will enable you to achieve your MBO targets. Starting with the demand section, let's break the process down into pillars. It is important to record the demand request as soon as you know about it. Remember to set expectations to the requester that the demand has to be reviewed internally in IT before we can commit to it as a project. It is important to explain that work cannot start until the demand is approved. In cases where we have an urgent or time-sensitive requirement, we can fast-track those requests through the process to avoid delays to the business. In addition, we are also able to accommodate confidential project requests. The request will be reviewed by the assigned IT owner before it can be assigned to an enterprise architect. Now it is time to prepare for the process and architecture review boards. These are weekly meetings where all areas of IT come together to review the demand for cross-functional impacts and alignment to our strategies and architectural templates. In some cases, it is possible to qualify for offline PRB-ARB approval. In order for your demand to be considered for offline approval, you should speak to your enterprise architect directly. Demand must achieve PRB approval prior to ARB approval. You must take ownership during this stage and work directly with the enterprise architect to avoid delays to your timeline. It's now time to prepare for the bi-weekly demand disposition meeting. Any demand with a budget requirement will be assessed by the procurement team, and a dedicated procurement representative will be assigned to assist you with any procurement activities throughout the lifecycle. Demand that was not identified at the start of the year, regardless of funding, must be reviewed during the demand disposition meeting. The previous steps all feed into securing an approved budget at the financial review meetings. The procurement and development factory teams will provide input as necessary to the budget costs. Once all of the project costs are identified, this can then be compiled to create the CAR. The CAR flows through the necessary approval process. The budget is only official once it is displayed as CAR approved in Foresight. It's then time to create the high-level project plan and change management plan, including key milestones, communication, and training dates as a minimum. The dates are baselined before the project is officially approved. It is important to note that the life cycles in Plan View contain a number of paths, optional checkpoints, and automated steps. While it may look complex, not all of these steps will be necessary. Click through the steps below to learn more. Now let's focus on the project execution process. Here we will review the activities required during the different methodology stages. Please note, steps shown in blue are applicable across multiple stages. During stage 1, Projects must have an updated project status alongside updating the actuals and forecast at every stage before moving through each stage exit gate. During this stage, the enterprise architect will review the progress of high-priority projects against the agreed solution in the ARB checkpoint step. During Stage 2, project managers must update the progress of their project plan. They should also confirm which supplier they chose, finalize the transition to support information, and the change management lead should prepare a communication and training plan. The service delivery manager will review the status of the project at every stage. The change management team will review the details from the stage exit gate to confirm a change request has been submitted for approval to deploy the project into business as usual. During Stage 3, the enterprise architect will revisit any high-priority projects again to review the progress against the agreed solution in the ARB checkpoint step. From this point, the change management lead should review the communication plan at each stage and arrange for any communications to be sent. The service delivery management checklist will be signed off by the allocated service delivery manager. During Stage 4, the change management lead should ensure all training content is finalized and users are trained. Tower leads will be responsible for reviewing the SDM checklist to ensure the project has been appropriately prepared for handover to business as usual. During Stage 5, the project manager must attain business acceptance sign-off from the business sponsor to show that the project has been delivered successfully. IT demand management will review the overall process compliance of the project during the hypercare checkpoint before the project will be set to complete. Now let's review those process steps from within the system lifecycle. Steps shown in blue are required for all projects. Steps in green are required based on specific conditions, and steps shown in gray represent status changes. A number of these steps, such as project status, repeat frequently throughout the different stages. Click through the steps below to learn more. In cases where a project is being funded by multiple zones, the multi-car project path process should be used to create multiple sub-projects per car. These sub-projects are linked to a parent project, which follows the standard project path process. The multi-car sub-projects are exempt from steps such as PRB, ARB, and project status reporting. This is because all of the information is maintained in the parent record. The multi-car is just responsible for any financial steps, for example, create car, car approval, actuals, and forecast. This brings us to the end of this demo on logging change requests. Let's test what you have learned through a small quiz.